This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Kak Tihar and Dhanwantari Jayanti being observed today. Newly appointed U.S. ambassador calls on Home Minister Balkrishna Khad, and Xi Jinping secures historic third term as China's leader. Now, the news in detail. As part of the Tihar festival, Kak Tihar is being celebrated today as the first day of the five-day-long festival. The day is observed by offering food to the crow. The crow is regarded as the messenger of Yamaraj, the Hindu god of death and justice. Chairperson of Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Trikrishna Adhikari, told that as the Kak Tihar should be celebrated on the day of Troyodashi in the morning, it has been decided to celebrate this festival today as per the religious scriptures. It is religiously believed that feeding rice pudding to crows on this day will carry a good message to Yamaraj. On this occasion, a special worship service is held today at Kageswari Mahadev Temple located in Kageswari Manohara Municipality, Ward No. 1. Similarly, special worship of the crow is also performed in Kageswari Temple located in Hanuman Dhoka. The festival of Tihar is also associated with the belief that Yamaraj will punish those who commit evil deeds and Dharmaraj will protect those who do good deeds. Similarly, Dhanwantari Jayanti and Health Day is being celebrated across the country by organizing a variety of programs today. The day is observed in memory of the birth of Lord Dhanwantari, the originator of Ayurveda, the oldest Vedic medical system based on medicinal plants and herbs. Dhanwantari Jayanti has been officially celebrated in Nepal following the establishment of Ayurveda campus in Naradevi, Kathmandu. Likewise, at the initiative of people working in the field of Ayurveda, Dhanwantari Jayanti is also celebrated as Health Day since 1999. 23 people were injured in a bus accident at Madhya Bindu Municipality 11 in East Nawalparasi last night. Information officer at the District Police Office East Nawalparasi, Superintendent of Police Santosh Pathak, said 23 out of 50 passengers were injured when the bus heading towards Thangadi from Kathmandu overturned due to brake failure along the east-west highway. The injured passengers were taken to Madhya Bindu Hospital and of 23 injured, 18 have been discharged from the hospital after general treatment. Five of the injured passengers have been referred to Purano Medical College Hospital. Police have taken the bus driver under control. Newly appointed ambassador of the United States of America to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Balkrishna Khad today. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, various matters of bilateral mutual interest were discussed during the meeting held at the ministry. Welcoming Ambassador Thompson to Nepal, Home Minister Khad expressed his gratitude for the U.S. support to the development and democracy of Nepal and hoped for continued support in the future. On the occasion, Ambassador Thompson expressed his belief that the upcoming elections in Nepal would contribute to making Nepal's democracy more prosperous. He also assured that the U.S. will continue to support the development endeavors of Nepal. Senior politician Maya Devi Shrestha passed away this morning at the age of 94. Lately, the Nepali Congress senior leader Shrestha was suffering from pneumonia and undergoing treatment at Chitwan Medical College Hospital. She was unmarried. Her foster son, Tankanath Powdel, confirmed that former MP Shrestha passed away this morning at the hospital. Shrestha was the patron of Maya Devi campus in, Maya Devi Kanya campus in Chitwan. A philanthropist, Shrestha has reportedly donated more than 1 billion rupees to various social causes. She was born in Bandipur of Tanahu on 5th of Asoj 1985 Bikram Sambat. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress Party has issued a condolence statement mourning the demise of a senior leader of the party. It has also stated that all the programs slated for today has been postponed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China's President Xi Jinping has been elected General Secretary of the 20th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, CPC, at the Committee's first plenary session held today. The Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, elected Xi as its General Secretary for a precedent-breaking five-year term. The session presided over by Xi was attended by 203 members of the 20th CPC Central Committee and 168 alternate members. Xi was also named chairman of the CPC Central Military Commission at the session. Xi is now all but certain to sail through a third term as China's president, due to be formally announced during the government's annual legislative sessions in March next year. The CCP also named a 7-member Politburo Standing Committee led by Xi. Media reports have said former Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak, two of the likely contenders in the race to become United Kingdom's next Prime Minister, have held face-to-face talks. The meeting took place late yesterday, shortly after Mr. Johnson returned to London from a Caribbean holiday earlier in the day, aiming to launch an audacious attempt to win a second term as Prime Minister, only weeks after he was forced to step down. Neither of the men is yet to declare they will run to replace outgoing leader Liz Truss, who announced on Thursday she would stand down. The potential candidates have until 1300 hours GMT on Monday to secure the backing of at least 100 Conservative Party legislators and enter the leadership race. Sunak is currently ahead in the race with public backing of 128 legislators compared with Mr. Johnson's 53. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russia has launched a new massive strike targeting Ukraine's energy grid. He said the attacks were on a very wide scale, hitting Ukraine's region in the west, center, south and east. Kiev said nearly 1.5 million households were without electricity. But Mr. Zelensky said most of the Russian missiles and drones were being shot down, and such strikes would not stop a Ukrainian military advance. Almost a third of Ukraine's power stations and other energy-generating facilities have been destroyed in the wave of air strikes since Monday last week. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in province number 1 along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in province number 1 today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in province number 1 along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in province number 1 tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 11.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 25.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kak Tihar and Dhanvantari Jayanti being observed today. Newly appointed U.S. ambassador calls on Home Minister Balkrishna Khad, and Xi Jinping secures historic third term as China's leader. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.